You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello, I am a humanist from India. India is built upon secular values. When Indian constitution have been created, there even in USA, there are laws based on color of the skin or race. But India created a constitution which is equal for all. Yes, it needs to be improved, but at the time it was one of the best constitution. But slowly we are losing our secular and humanist values. The father of our constitution himself said that to remove caste system, we need to dismantle Hinduism. And today, if we say that, we might be arrested. There are indiscriminate arrests based on hurting religious sentiments. Most of these cases will not stand in court, but still, people are arrested, beaten up, harassed, and even killed in some cases. We need to stand up against this kind of intolerance, especially Hindutva and other religious extremists, because we don't want to be like, say, Pakistan or Afghanistan. We want to be as developed as like East European countries, be it France, British. We need to be more developed than them. And scientific and intellectual development is directly related against the mindset of the people, and a liberal, open mindset that allow questioning everything is very important for development of education and science. Imagine going back to the time when you're arrested for blasphemy or hurting religious sentiments because you say earth revolves around the sun, not the other way around. So we don't want to go back in that. And questioning everything is essential for any growth, be it in science, philosophy, education, anything.
Hi. I'm an atheist. My name is Sajid Abbas, and today I just want to draw all of your attention towards a very significant point. I've seen many people claiming to be atheists but lacking the substances that really requires. Atheism is not a choice, like we choose to be an atheist and it is trending. That is why I always, I just want to adore this path. No, it's not like that. Most people who are who have chose to be an atheist, their consequences, their circumstances has pushed them to somewhat, because it's, let me admit that it is not easy to abandon the faith, the belief system, the ideology that you have carried so far for 20 years, more than 20 years. So it's not that easy to, at random, atheism to me is a kind of evolution of thoughts. I used to ponder upon so many things. I was deeply religious. I was well acquainted with the scripture, the most important ahadiths, all the doctrines and the basic tenets of Islam. And from there on, I wouldn't have been acquainted to the basic understanding of Islam, I wouldn't be crystal clear in my understanding of atheism right now. So I just give credit to a comprehensive study of religion, which reflected the contradiction to me, and as a consequence, I get to become an atheist. So first of all, there are a lot of contradiction. As the Neil deGrasse Tyson quoted, like, there is a very big contradiction in every religious scripture. You know, every religion claim God to be all good and all powerful. And once you see that these are the manly attributes that, you know, that is given to the God. So what we see is an entity which is most powerful and all good cannot be both at the time in this situation, because in the surrounding, in this world, if we see there are so many catastrophe, storms, tsunami, natural calamities, like soil erosion, earthquakes, flood. So these are epidemic diseases, right? These are the natural causes, you know, which is taking toll on natural or innocent lives. So how can an entity which is all good and all powerful, you know, he cannot be both at good one time? Like, if he is so good, why there are so many child dying of malnutrition? Why there are so many people dying due to chronic diseases, right? Chronic diseases. So why there are so many people, replaced, displaced by the tsunami or earthquakes? So these are the natural calamities. How can he claim to be so good, you know, doing so much injustice to the innocent people, taking tolls on innocent lives? So he cannot be all good. Okay, one thing is clear. Either if you claim, no, he's all good, so you'll have to claim that he's not so powerful. Because if he's so good and something is happening which is unjust, so you can safely get a conclusion that he's not so powerful. He is good, but the things that are going on, it is beyond his capacity. So it is a very simple, a very logical thinking, and I think which has revealed or led to me to find so many contradiction in religious scriptures. And that contradiction is my base of belief. I'm not being trendy, I'm not being follower of masses. That reason, that analogy, that logical path has led me to believe that yes, such kind of entity doesn't exist. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Vishnu. I'm from Kerala, the most beautiful place in the world. Actually, I'm from Hinduism, but in the early days, I was a believer in Hinduism, and I'm very much fond of that. Actually, I believe that there is God existence, that everything is there, and this myth and everything I was taught by is true. I thought it was true, but later I realized that only the science is the only truth is there. There is no God. There is no this kind of things like what we seen in Christianism or Islam or Jew or anything else. It's only the only thing we can truly see is nature and science. So I believe in science. I believe in nature, not in any kind of supernatural power or the mythical powers or mythical code or something. I believe in science. That's what I'm looking forward, and one day I think all the people in this world come under one religion, that will be science or nature. So I think that's the ultimate truth, and I hope we can meet that in future.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.